Okay, now for our final topic, we have two charts. The first one is the basics for achieving capital gains in long-term treasury bonds, which I'm going to do first because we just finished a treasury bond price chart. And then the second one is gold, and the new feature is I got a lot of interesting comments on the Keltner bands and its history and so forth. And so I set, according to those instructions, I have set up Keltner bands around the price activity for the bonds and at price activity for the gold. And so we're going to just take a look at them and see what's going on as far as the opportunities for a for capital gains, which is the only thing that we're really interested in. One of the things that's odd about bonds is that if you look at the I see the highs in the charts, bond yields are high and bond prices are low. And then down at the bottom of the Keltner channels, you get bond yields are low, bond prices are high. And you want to make sure that you, if you're doing capital gains, which is the only reason he's in business, is that you always buy the bond prices low because you want it looking to sell them high, because buy low, sell high is what makes your money on price. But when you look at a chart which it has interest rates on it, it's everything is inverted upside down. So you're always buying the top of the channels and then you're selling at the bottom of the channels. And what you're doing is you're trying to use the Keltner bands to help you identify where highs and lows are, which is a completely different process than using the T's. Well, the T's are on the, in the previous chart are attempting to find the center post low where you cut the downtrend line and then you're gonna, you're just going to hold it if you're going long term to the next projected top, which would be about 10 months from now. So this means that now, if you look at what happened here, you can see the washout. The first washout was the rates were sort of declining slowly, and then they had a little rally in the latter part of 08. Nobody was really worried about what the market was doing. They all thought that was the end of it, you know. And then all of a sudden, they did a swan dive into a washout, which is tremendous capital gains in the bond market. But the washout turned out to be, you can see it here, it's coming right into the end of 08. So it's not really the early 09 period where you saw the low for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but you know, there's a warning right there that you got the washout. So what you're interested in finding out where the next washout is. So here you've got starting in March, you've got a kind of a, you're high near the Keltner bands, and you go down and it looks like you're trying to bottom, but the washout isn't going to occur for about 10 months. So that probably means you're going to end up trying to rally against to the mid-channel, something like that. So you got to keep an eye on this stuff. And that's all I wanted to show you is how you do the Keltner bands. Now, if we go over to the gold, we'll go to the next chart, which is the gold problem zones. Keltner bands are probably going to be able to tell you something about risk-reward ratio. But you really want to end up getting into the cash buildup phases down the bottoms and see whether you're making a breakout. And I haven't done the MACD into an oscillator, but you can pretty much, you don't, sometimes you don't have to do that. I mean, you can see the money flow indicator, which is the third oscillator coming down. It's at the bottom of this chart. You can see there's a green line that's a breakout in the bottom zones. Last week or the week before that, the Tocqueville gold was beginning to get stronger than the gold, and because it was a leveraged commodity, it showed that there was an interest building in it. You could also look at the second oscillator down, which is MACD, and see that you're getting ready to, you're coming out of an oversold condition. Well, you're going to cut that trend line. You could go up to the RSI indicator and say that you just did cut the trend line. You can say, well, why isn't the money flow cut? They're all different things, but they're all in cash buildup phases. So you're fairly sure that the dip that went down but didn't go to the bottom of the Keltner band up above, and the plot up there didn't reach the bottom zones, probably is a low. It's not planning to go down there. And it's pulled up, and it's congested right at the middle of the band. But if you wait around for a while, this thing will cut and make a T. And then the T will carry you off, and then you start getting into trouble when the Keltner's when you get up to the Keltner bands. See, it's 123.10 now, but it's a tenth of the ounce price, so it's 100. It's gold at 1231 is the present one. But when you turn up, usually the Keltner band starts to move up. then you don't ever want to buy anything up near the Kelvin top. Even if you're going higher, you can believe you're going higher, but you don't really want to buy anything because they're always going to get a reaction back towards the middle of the channel anyway. So yeah, that's what you use them for. So we just always state in this chart is that the cash buildup line, the green line, equals a cash buildup or pent-up demand. You can call it pent-up demand if you don't like the word cash buildup. And that's what you get. That's how you make your money in T-theory. You just have to guess where the center post of the T is, which is always hard to do. But you don't have to worry too much about these cash buildup lines being broken because you're in a bullish mega T for gold. So sooner or later, it's going to do it. And if you don't want to have too much of a problem. Right now, you have the difficulty whether you're at the center post of the T. But even there, you can draw a small T, and you still haven't run out of the potential yet. So it's one of those things that, as far as we can tell, the Tocqueville gold turning stronger than the gold is the suggestion that you are having a rally for both kinds of gold. And I'll play along with these things, and we'll follow these indicators in the future. The one thing that we end up probably doing is taking MACD and turning it into a you can see that the first two parameters in MACD is 12 and 26. They're using 12 units of it's a daily oscillator. So what they're doing is they're doing 12-day and 26-day. I have to use a 2-to-1 ratio, and I would probably always go up to I could do it in days, I guess, but I would probably have to go up to 36 and 72 days before I could get an oscillator that started making sense out of this picture. That's you diddle with the indicators for a while, and you can do that yourself. You'll be able to get things. You'll get probably something that looks like it makes sense against the Keltner bands above it. Okay, so that's our program for today, and thanks for checking in. And there's a lot of things you can think about in here, and we'll be back next Sunday with probably some updates to these oscillators here, because we're on the track. And otherwise, we'll check in and we'll see how things the market is doing at the T-Theory Foundation site on Wednesday. Bye-bye.